From the Utterances of Abdu'l-Bahá. 28. I give you my advice, and it is this: train these children with divine exhortations. From their childhood instill in their hearts the love of God, so they may manifest in their lives the fear of God, and have confidence in the bestowals of God. Teach them to free themselves from human imperfections, and to acquire the divine perfections latent in the heart of man. The life of man is useful if he attains the perfections of man. If he becomes the center of the imperfections of the world of humanity, death is better than life, and non-existence better than existence. Therefore make ye an effort in order that these children may be rightly trained and educated, and that each one of them may attain perfection in the world of humanity. Know ye the value of these children, for they are all my children. Abdu'l-Bahá, The Promulgation of Universal Peace, page 53. 29. I desire distinction for you. The Baha'is must be distinguished from others of humanity, but this distinction must not depend upon wealth, that they should become more affluent than other people. I do not desire for you financial distinction. It is not an ordinary distinction I desire, not scientific, commercial, industrial distinction. For you I desire spiritual distinction, that is, you must become eminent and distinguished in morals. In the love of God you must become distinguished from all else. You must become distinguished for loving humanity, for unity and accord, for love and justice. In brief, you must become distinguished in all the virtues of the human world, for faithfulness and sincerity, for justice and fidelity, for firmness and steadfastness, for philanthropic deeds and service to the human world, for love toward every human being, for unity and accord with all people, for removing prejudices and promoting international peace. Finally, you must become distinguished for heavenly illumination and for acquiring the bestowals of God. I desire this distinction for you. This must be the point of distinction among you. Abdu'l-Bahá, The Promulgation of Universal Peace, page 190. 30. Therefore I say that man must travel in the way of God. Day by day he must endeavour to become better. His belief must increase and become firmer. His good qualities and his turning to God must be greater. The fire of his love must flame more brightly. Then, day by day, he will make progress, for to stop advancing is the means of going back. The bird, when he flies, soars ever higher and higher, for as soon as he stops flying, he will come down. Every day in the morning when arising, you should compare today with yesterday and see in what condition you are. If you see your belief is stronger and your heart more occupied with God, and your love increased and your freedom from the world greater, then thank God and ask for the increase of these qualities. You must begin to pray and repent for all that you have done which is wrong, and you must implore and ask for help and assistance that you may become better than yesterday, so that you may continue to make progress. Abdu'l-Bahá, Star of the West, Volume 8, Number 6, 24th June 1917, page 68. 31. You must become the shining candles of moral precepts and spiritual ideals, and be the means of the illumination of others. Clothe your bodies with the robes of virtues. Characterize yourselves with the characteristics of the people of divine morality. Shun all manner of vices, as you shun a poisonous snake or a leper. Let the corps of professors and the students be impressed with the purity and holiness of your lives, so that they may take you as paragons of worthiness, examples of nobility of nature, observers of the moral laws, holding in subordination the lower element by the higher spirit, the conquerors of self and the masters of wholesome, vital forces in all the avenues of life. Strive always to be at the head of your classes through hard study and true merit. Be always in a prayerful state and appreciate the value of everything. Entertain high ideals and stimulate your intellectual and constructive forces. Abdu'l-Bahá, Star of the West, Volume 9, Number 9, 20th of August 1918, page 98. 32. I hope that while you are studying in this college, you may so excel all other students in the various branches of knowledge taught therein, that all of them may testify that the Baha'i students have another power, are inspired with another effort, are imbued with a nobler ambition, are stimulated by higher motives, and make wider and deeper exertions than others. If you do not surpass the others, then what distinction will there remain for you? Therefore you must strive to be superior to them, so that everyone may bear testimony to this fact. Abdu'l-Bahá, Star of the West, Volume 9, Number 9, 20th of August, 1918, page 98. 33. I hope that through the favour and bounty of the Blessed Beauty, His Holiness the Bab, and the ineffable blessings which hallow this holy shrine, the confirmations of the Kingdom of Abha may encircle you, and that you may be characterized with the shining qualities and brilliant attributes of the Baha'i life. May your morality become more defined day by day. May your faith and assurance be increased day by day. May your attraction to the Kingdom of Abha be intensified day by day. May your attainment in sciences and arts become more universal day by day. Perchance, God willing, you may become perfect and accomplished from every standpoint and be the means of the enlightenment of Persia. Abdu'l-Bahá, Star of the West, Volume 9, Number 9, 20th of August, 1918, page 99.